Coast Radio News for Tuesday, October 27th, 2020. I'm George Henry. The Florence Urban Renewal Agency will meet in executive session on Wednesday to look at several inquiries into the city's property on Quince Street across from the Florence Event Center. Over the past 2 years, the city has received several informal inquiries into the property, but now there are parties deemed formally interested, according to City Manager Aaron Reynolds.
Formally, through this RFEI process, we did receive 5 submissions, and that's what they'll be working through Wednesday in their executive session, and then, of course, in the public session, talking more about that.
Reynolds says the city's priority would be to see a hotel in that space for a number of reasons.
Primarily to accentuate the Florence Event Center and our tourist amenities in the Florence area.
FURA's public meeting via the GoToWebinar is scheduled for Thursday at 5 p.m. Information on how to access the meeting can be found at ci.florence.or.us. An accident on Highway 101 near 12th Street yesterday afternoon has left the flashing crosswalk beacon inoperative. A late model Ford sedan drove through the concrete median around 1:15 yesterday, tearing the flashing beacon pole from its mount, and the southbound car and the pole careened across the northbound lane onto the sidewalk. Florence Police and Sayusa Valley Fire and Rescue responded, as did the Oregon Department of Transportation. Traffic was delayed for a while as crews cleaned up the area. There's no word on any injuries as a result of the accident. The cause of the accident is being investigated. Drivers need to be extra cautious in the area until the Oregon Department of Transportation can fix the crosswalk beacon. Take extra care to watch for pedestrians in the crosswalk. The remaining pieces of the Revision Florence project should be completed soon. The 2 bottom pieces of the monuments that were damaged in shipment are being remade, and the city expects those to be installed in the next 2 weeks, as well as some other finishing touches, according to City Manager Aaron Reynolds. There is still some sidewalk repair and other items to be finished. Reynolds says that there will be an official celebration of the completion of the project, but that information will be decided once the project is officially complete. Lane County's added another 37 cases to the COVID-19 pandemic. Yesterday, Lane County Public Health reported that the current count has risen to 2,393 cases with 15 hospitalizations, and they are currently monitoring an additional 708 individuals as part of the contact tracing of individuals who may have come in contact with infectious persons. There were no new cases for the 97439 zip code. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, October 27th, 2020.